Hi there, my name is Ned Pyle. I'm a Principal Program Manager at Windows Server, and today I'm going to talk about Storage Replica. This is a new feature in Windows Server 2016. It lets you create an interesting scenario known as a stretch cluster. A stretch cluster has nodes in two physical sites. So you can have it between floors in a building, or buildings in a campus, or between cities. So let's take a look at this in a practical demonstration. Here I have a three-node cluster, which I've built using Dell hardware. You can see the three nodes are in Seattle and in Bellevue. One of the nodes right now is in fact offline for hardware maintenance. You can see right here it's turned off. I've got some storage that I'll come to in a second. I have these pools carved out of storage spaces, all coming from some Dell MD enclosures, 3060s, 60 drives a piece. I'm only using a handful of these for this demonstration. These are Dell 620s, R620s, 16 cores, 128 gig of RAM, you know, a fairly mid-range system, you know, a very good responsible system for running some VMs or some storage. Let's take a look here. If I get network adapter, I'll be able to see that I'm also using Chelsea iWarp networks. These are optional. In my case, I'm using them to get lower latency, but still be able to do replication over long ranges because it uses TCP. I could, of course, just use normal Ethernet NICs if I wished. You can see here I have a lot of VMs running. It's actually 501 VMs, 500 nano VMs, the new feature in Windows Server 2016 nano server. These little guys are all a gigantic IIS web farm, you know, adding and lowering capacity and providing for multi-tenancy at a very low footprint. You can see with 500 VMs, I really shouldn't be able to fit all that, but Nano has such a low memory and storage footprint that I actually still have about 90% of my 10 terabytes left, in fact, about 95%, and only about half my memory in use. You can see here I also have a SQL Server running, SQL Server 2016. This is just sort of my canary, and it's got a very terrible table and database I set up because I am no good at all in SQL administration. Now take a look at the storage. This is where replication is configured. I have cluster shared volumes replicated with a simple wizard, continuously replicating. Notice that it says synchronous. Every I/O is synchronously replicated between the two sites, between Bellevue and Seattle. I'm not using very much of this storage for either logs or for data yet because I've got Nano, which is really saving me a ton of space. So let's go back to the SQL database and make it just exercise some I/O. My terrible little query here is just creating endless, you know, an endless million NID rows in a database. Just giving it something to do. And if I switch over to this other node, this is the one in Bellevue, you can see I'm getting, you know, this many writes per second are being replicated by SR, and this many bytes have ever been replicated by SR. You can see quite a bit over quite some time here. Now let's say I've got everything working and my one node online in Seattle loses power. So this is Murphy's Law kicking in, right? I had one node off already and then the other node's gone because of a power outage. Gone. All of my other VMs have now automatically switched over to the Bellevue site. Replication kept every single I/O synchronous, so all the data is there. I only have one node running, but my storage, the source writable copies, is now back online automatically. Notice I didn't do anything here. And my roles, all my VMs, have started to fire back up. My high and medium priority ones were already done in that little 20-second interlude I talked about, and the rest will keep coming online in the background, the lower priority VMs. You can see here I had an unplanned outage on the VM. It was powered off in the middle of running, but every single I/O, every single byte was written through the disk, replicated to the other node. They're all safe and sound. The SQL database is happy. It has no problems. Nothing is broken on SQL. If I go and look at my table and my, you know, incredibly low SQL skills allow you just to take a quick look and see all the rows that I have been writing, you'll see that everything's there. There's no corruption. There's nothing missing. There are no errors from SQL, no problems. Everything's all there. So we protected the SQL server, and we had all these nano VMs running. I mean, surely something would have gone wrong, except it can't. Storage replica protects every single block. Synchronous replication. We do allow asynchronous as well. It's another mode. But if you really care about your data, you're going to go synchronous here, obviously. My nano VM still works like a champ. And I got power back on in Seattle here. And my other servers have come back on. They're joining themselves back to the cluster. It's a really simple, really robust system using storage replica with Windows Server 2016 to create stretch clusters that can survive anything and really give you that peace of mind for your business. Thanks for your time.